It was, at the time, the most destructive wildfire in state history.
This is my neighborhood. In flames. Completely in flames.
You know, it was terrifying.
Michael Rodriguez was one of just a handful of workers on duty at the upscale Verena Senior Home the night the Tubbs Fire blew through Fountain Grove like a torch to paper.
I was helping people, you know, get down on the stairs, helping carry people down in wheelchairs and stuff.
Andre Blakely, an overnight maintenance worker, recalls placing an elderly woman on a wheelchair and pushing her to his car.
As I went to push her down the hill, there was a speed bump, and I couldn't see the speed bump. And the wheelchair hit the speed bump and it ejected her face first. I have an old lady that's on the ground bleeding profusely from her head.
Annette Rivas, 8.5 months pregnant, was on shift as a caretaker. She says it was chaos. The power was out. It was smoky. There were tears.
I need to protect my baby and be safe, but I have to put that behind me and save these people and save myself to get out so that they can get out.
The workers have filed suit against Oakmont Senior Living, which owns Verena and nearby Villa Capri, the latter having burned to the ground in the fire. The workers claim they were never given the tools to know what to do in a major emergency.
The workers did everything that we can do. You got to understand that none of us was trained in any evacuation programs. None of us was taught those things.
Plaintiff's co-counsel, former state Senator Noreen Evans, says in a scathing report, both facilities were found negligent by the California Department of Social Services.
Villa Capri and Verena were required to have written evacuation plans so they could get their residents and their staff out in case of natural disaster. It turns out that neither of those facilities had any evacuation plans.
The facilities were placed on 2 years probation. The civil suit alleges libel and slander, negligence, emotional distress, and several other complaints, co-counsel Michael Fiumara.
The management, the owners, keep saying over and over again that the people that were abandoned by the workers, the staff, the hardworking caregivers. That's not the case at all. The truth needs to come out.
80-year-old Joan Cook is a resident. She, too, is a party to the lawsuit. She says the staff that night saved her life after escaping the flames, she says.
I went down with Jafel in a tunnel of fire down past Villa Capri, and I still wake up at night with nightmares about it.
We reached out repeatedly to Oakmont Senior Living for comment on this story, but have not received one. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.